my mind, if they were to rule to say that it does include sexual orientation and gender identity, we would see what's been happening at the state level and what the Obama administration tried to do in its last few months in office when it said that sex means sexual orientation and gender identity. This would mean that all public school bathrooms, locker rooms, showers, dorm rooms, hotel rooms, sports teams would be based upon a student's subjective gender identity rather than their objective biology. It would be in an employment context. If you have separate bathrooms at your job site, they would be based on the employee's subjective gender identity, not their objective biology. It could mean that you as an employee would be forced to use the preferred pronouns and a new name of your colleagues, and that your employer would have to enforce speech codes in order to avoid what the law refers to as a hostile work environment if you are, quote, misgendering your colleagues. And it might also therefore extend to health benefits so that your healthcare plan that your employer provides would have to cover sex reassignment procedures, that it would be discrimination on the basis of gender identity if you pay for mastectomies in the case of breast cancer, but you don't pay for mastectomies in the case of sex reassignment procedures. So the implications here could be very, very far-reaching.